DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Miami Marlins are on a tear. They won again today. 4-1, they beat the Minnesota Twins. And as we've said a couple times in the show today, they are making us pay attention to them in early July. So baseball's fun right now in Miami. Welcome back to the Hawkman Crowder and Solana Chappell filling in for Hawk. And because of that, Kyle Seeloff is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Kyle's the TV play-by-play voice of the Marlins on FanDuel Sports Network. He spent 12 years with the Marlins radio network as well. We had you on a couple times, Kyle, when you were the voice of the Marlins on the radio broadcast. And I was telling the guys earlier, this is why I genuinely appreciate you, that you are proof positive that us radio guys, hey, you comb your hair, throw on a sport coat. And then now you look like, I mean, you look like $1 million on TV, man. Like, whew.
Yeah, I'm also poor after a trip I made to Bloomingdale's like 3 months ago. So, like, there's some give and take here, guys.
How'd that go? By the way?
Josh said J.C. Penney's. Bloomingdale's and J.C. Penney's are two different things, Josh.
That's all the same. You go into the Bloomingdale's entrance, the J.C. Penney entrance of the mall.
That's what I thought, and I didn't realize what I was stepping into with a stylist when I ended up at a Bloomingdale's for the first time in my life.
So, bad. Kyle, I want to talk more about that, but I want to take advantage of that you're on, and the Marlins genuinely, they deserve some love right now. I'm one of these guys, and you know, you can say that, you know, my approach is lame, and you wouldn't be wrong. I'm one of these guys that for years, Marlins go on a nice little run. I'm like, oh, who cares? They're not gonna make the playoffs anyways. Like, I'm one of those prototypical fans that is just a curmudgeon. But right now, what the Marlins are doing to be able to separate everything else, the concerns fans have in the big picture, and look at, you know, the micro and what this group has been doing. Appel told us all season long, hey, this is a fun group. Like, we should be paying attention as a South Florida community. It's been fun over the past couple days, but even going back, I've been following your tweets. This group in itself has been a fun group to cover for the year, right?
They have been. And, you know, Josh is in one of our baseball group chats that we have. And I really do think this is the most excited I've been about a Marlins group since like the Yelich, Ozuna, Real Muto, Fernandez days, I think you need to go back 12 or 13 years, because when you think about those guys, they were young, but you could see like, oh, they're a little different, you know, like the, and obviously, you know, it's come to fruition. All of those guys, you know, obviously the Jose situation, but all those other guys, the Real Mutos, Ozunas, Yelich, Stantons, they've all gone on to have amazing careers, and they were kind of lumped together. They were, I mean, they played together for 4 or 5 years. And I just see some of that with this bunch. You know, Augustin Ramirez, it looks, it sounds a little different. It feels a little bit different. The kid shakes your hand and, you know, he feels like he's going to snap your hand in half, you know, accidentally. But it's, you know, it's weird though. And again, Josh, I know you and I have chatted about this a little bit. Like, this is a team that was 16 or 17 games under 500 a month ago. It's not so much about their record right now. And sure, they're within 7 games of .500. It would be a very impressive thing for this, the youngest team in baseball, to get back there. Like, it takes months when you dig yourself that kind of hole. But I think what people are subconsciously almost excited about is the future, because you can kind of see it again. I think that's the excitement. I really do. And yeah, we're all excited about what they're doing right now. They've won 9 of 10. What, like 14 of their last 19 games or whatever. Yeah. But I think what's exciting is you can see that in the trade deadline's coming and they're going to make moves, but there is a core again. There hadn't been for 10 years. And when you don't have a core, you just feel like it's a rudderless ship and you're sitting out there thousands of miles from where you're trying to get to. But I think what people don't even realize they're excited about, and give Peter Bendix a lot of credit for this, all of the guys, nearly all of them that played today, Ramirez, Stowers, Wagaman, Hicks, Norby, and Hill. Okay, you know, Derek Hill just came back. But the first five I just mentioned, all of a sudden it looks like these guys are real pieces to the future, and we just haven't had that. And it's exciting because not only are they a piece of the future, they're winning. And I thought Clayton McCullough had an amazing point the other day when we were chatting with him. And, you know, professional athletes are so different than the usual suspect to begin with. And there's always like a belief that every day you go to the clubhouse, you can win. But until you actually start to beat some teams, like, you always believe you're going to win. Of course, you're a professional athlete. Like, you're built differently. But like, you have to start to see it. You have to start to reap some of the benefits for believing you're going to win. And Clayton said it started like 3 weeks ago when they were in Tampa. And he just felt like even though they lost the series, something had just felt like it clicked. And these guys were playing for one another and they had a little identity, and they're kind of scrappy and it's old school and it's not a ton of homers. Obviously, you get it with Ramirez, but it's just fun, man. It's really, really fun. I don't know where it goes. I don't know what they do at the trade deadline. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to the playoffs. They're 7 games under. But damn, it's fun. It's fun to watch. You know, that's what's exciting.
Yeah. And Kyle, speaking of Clayton McCullough, does it take time? Like, is he figuring it out? Are you seeing moves he's making in that skipper role, where this is the first time knowing him? You know, we had what, Schumacher last year, and now we're seeing him, and, you know, they've had some injuries, but is he doing things that, you know, moving the lineup or making decisions where you're like, oh, he knows what the hell he's doing?
Well, he was moving the lineups. I think the first 84 games of the season, they had 84 different lineups. So he was good at that. But honestly, it's like, as much as the players needed to be comfortable around one another and get to know each other and play together, you know, the coaching staff has to develop a relationship that doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't happen magically. The relationship and the rapport they're building with the front office, it has to kind of organically happen. They all have amazing relationships with one another, but you got to kind of feel out how each other works. I thought in the last couple of weeks too, and I'll run it by Clayton when I see him tomorrow, you know, they have all these amazing analytical metrics at their disposal. And I get it. A lot of teams use it. I know it's been a big selling point with Peter and the Rays way and analytics and Moneyball. That's how you're going to win. I have felt like in recent weeks, they are starting, and kind of to your point in question, they're starting to digest all this information, find the appropriate ways to use it while also managing with a little feel. And, you know, early on in the season, if there was a guy on third with less than 2 outs, the infield was in. Didn't matter unless it was a 10-0 game. Just in. You know, we haven't seen this much. They play back a little bit. They play for double play. You know, he's given a little bit more rope to the starting pitchers. Really, in the last month or so, it just feels like, and it takes time, but organically, the team is playing well together, and I think they have an understanding that, like, oh, a good chunk of us are going to be here to, for a while together. We're going to play with each other, and this is fun to win. And the manager's getting more comfortable. You know, Clayton McCullough had never managed before in the major leagues. He did in the minor leagues. He was on an amazing staff with superstars in Los Angeles. You know, he had his set responsibilities, but like, it's a different beast in Miami. You have to win on the margins every night. To me, this weekend, we can get into it. It's going to be very telling. The Brewers, I think, are the perfect model for the Marlins. I know everybody says the Rays way, but the Brewers is like the model you should follow. But yeah, I think everybody's just growing together, and it takes time. And the last thing that Marlins fans want to display after years is patience. And that's understandable. Nobody wants to be patient anymore. Everybody wants to win. And there's a winner in town in the Panthers. And well, I guess there were some patience involved. But once you get there, it's like, heck yeah, you know? So it's going to take a little bit more time, but to see them rewarded like this in the dog days of summer, when it can either go one or two ways, especially with a young team. If you're losing and this time of the year rolls around with the deadline coming around, sometimes you see young teams just hit the panic button and, you know, the show's over. But it's just really cool to see what they're doing.
I mean, July 3rd, they're even in the standings with the Atlanta Braves. Everybody thought that was going to happen. And hey, I mean, you mentioned the Brewers series. Marlins are 6.5 out of the wild card. Brewers, one of the teams they're chasing. I mean, it's a big series. But one of the reasons why they've been so good over the last month, Edward Cabrera seems like he's finally putting it together. Kyle Stowers, there cannot have been anybody that saw this coming from him this season. I'm curious, as someone who's around the team every day with those two guys, what have you seen and what have you heard from the coaching staff and the guys in the front office where you're like, okay, this makes sense that they're having these types of seasons?
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I guess we'll start with Stowers, and I don't think anybody saw this coming, Josh. I mean, it felt like when they made the trade last year. By the way, at the moment, the trade appears to be working out for both sides. Yeah. Trevor Rogers has gotten off the canvas after he got knocked unconscious, and he's pitching extremely well again in the major leagues. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Good but point. I think when they made the deal, it was Norby who played well down the stretch. There was a ton of swing and miss with Stowers. Every elevated fastball, he had a hole in his bat. And he came into the season. I guess confidence goes a long way, and so does experience. And again, it comes back to being patient, letting these guys grow in the major leagues and providing them with the confidence and the support and the resources to be like, hey, we trust you. You know, we believe in you. I can imagine as a professional athlete, like if you just get told over and over again that we believe in you, it probably goes a long way. And I think that's what the staff does really well, by the way. They love on you a little. They hug you when you need it. They slap you on the rear end when you need it. They don't harp on mistakes, which over the course of 7 months in baseball, mistakes happen every day. They don't like just hammer it home where it just gets exhausting and you don't want to come back to the field. But I'll tell you what's most impressive about Stowers to me. It wasn't the start. It's that it looked like we were starting to see the guy from last year, and that was maybe the guy, and maybe the start was the anomaly. But he's totally turned it around again.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a couple of strikeouts today, I guess, but, you know, he's a young kid. You don't know what you have, and I think they may actually be finding out that, oh, we got an everyday guy. Like, he snapped out of a month-long funk, and he appears to be the Marlins All-Star representative. I think Augustine should be there, too. That's a different story. Edward Cabrera, baseball is one of those funny games, man, where, like, if you stick with somebody long enough, sometimes they figure it out. And he's the perfect case, as maddening as it was for 3 or 4 years, where he would tickle you. He would tease you once a month, which makes it so you just can't let it go because you know it's there. And, you know, now it's 2.5 months. You know, I think he's one of the guys that all the analytics have really registered. That's another guy that Clayton McCullough has talked about just hugging him and loving him and telling him that they believe in him. I know there's a lot more that goes into just telling somebody you love him, or else I guess we could all just go play. But they just trust him, and he believes in himself. He has confidence in himself because it was clear it wasn't there for a long time. You just didn't know. Every time he would walk a guy in the second inning, it was over. They're like, it was crazy. But he's turned a corner, and it happens in baseball, and it's just hard to be patient. But if you can do it, you start to reap some of the rewards and the benefits of it.
Kyle Seeloff, again, TV play-by-play broadcaster for the Miami Marlins on FanDuel Sports Network. So tomorrow, Independence Day, Marlins are at home, later game. How many hot dogs will you eat in honor of Joey Chestnut returning for the Mustard Belt prior to your broadcast tomorrow, Kyle?
Yeah, probably none. I'm having a hard time laying off the peanut M&Ms.
Every
time we come back home, you know, I Peloton, I lift a weight here and there. I can't tell you, know, I'm just a regular, I'm a weekend warrior. And I always tell myself, you know, don't fall off the wagon. Well, I did it again this homestand. The first day I was like, just drink water, maybe have an apple. Nope. Yesterday, showtime. I saw those peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
It was
so good. So good.
A green light. It was all systems were a go. Yeah. Yep. So probably no hot dogs though, but some peanut M&Ms for sure.
Wow. Kyle, we were talking in the last segment about how Crowder has a history of eating hot dogs right out of the package without cooking them. Mm-hmm. I think that's psychotic. Apparently it's okay to do, but also you can get diseases from it. Where do you stand on eating hot dogs directly out of the package?
You know, I might toss it in the microwave to burn off any bacteria for 20 seconds, but I guess they do come in a manner. You know, there are people out there that just eat like raw, like meat, like
disgusting,
like hamburger meat. That's wild. That's freaky behavior. You got to be into that to do that. But,
I think that's what Mike's doing now.
Yeah. Jeez. No, I don't know if I would do that, but it's good to know in a pinch that if I needed, you know, a hot dog, just rip open the package and get after it for a second. Are they good cold?
It's no chance. Well, they're hot. They're cold hot dogs. But it's beef jerky. There's Slim Jims. There's hot dogs. There's, you know, Vienna sausages. It's just pre-cooked meat.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about the Vienna sausage. But if you give me a Slim Jim, it just feels different when it hits my fingers. Right, you know, yeah. I'm just like, this is meant to be eaten right now.
Because the cold hot dog out of the package, it's slimy almost.
You get slimy hot dogs?
Nah, they're a little slimy. Kyle Seeloff, enjoy your peanut M&Ms this weekend. My favorite of the M&M variety, by the way, the peanut M&M.
Oh yeah.
Some people go like pretzel now. They have the pretzel M&Ms.
Yeah. No, don't get cute. Just it's the gold medal. If you want to win a gold medal, just get your paws on some peanut M&Ms.
The gold standard, man. This is why I love Kyle Seeloff. Again, watch him. FanDuel Sports Network. He is the TV play-by-play broadcaster for the Miami Marlins. You can catch him at Bloomingdale's as well. Kyle, thank you so much, man. Seriously.
I wish. See you, fellas. Great to chat with you.
Thanks, Kyle.
There you go. That was fun. Look at that. Look at that, Appel. Look at that. Little Marlins talk, man.
Oh, Kyle.
Appel, there's no difference between JCPenney and Bloomingdale's?
I'm just thinking about it because you pull up to the mall and there's like four entrance points. It's Macy's, it's JCPenney, and it's Bloomingdale's and whatever third or fourth, Nordstrom's the fourth one. I just feel like they're all similar stores.
Bro.
No. Oh, Jack. You can spend $100 in JCPenney. You go on $1,000+ in Bloomingdale's.
Hey, Crowder, this guy only goes to Lululemon. You can tell. Actually, because Bloomingdale's and JCPenney, it's like going to the world's most expensive pharmacy and the dollar store.
Solana.
Look, what are you talking about?
I went to the mall last weekend, and I think, unfortunately for me, I've outgrown Lululemon. Like, there's nothing there that, like, appeals to me anymore. I have every color of the dry sense, and nothing else, like, fits me right. So the new store that's costs $1 billion per clothing article, Travis Matthew. I'm a Travis Matthew guy now. And I'll go spend $70 on a shirt that's just blank and black from Travis Matthew every day of the week. Great quality.
I got some Lululemon shorts because it's all they had at the spa because I didn't have any swim trunks, and I had to buy Lululemon swim trunks. $86.
Yep.
For some little bitty shorts that my little man's almost falling out the bottom because they're so short.
Congrats on that, by the way.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I wish.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.